Shishi, and the pasuk continues with the parsha of Shmitas Ksafim, the cancellation of loans at the end of the Shemitah year. Miketz Sheva Shonim, at the end of the seventh year, at the end of the Shemitah year, Ta'ase Shemitah, you shall institute a release on your loans. And just like the Torah says that the seventh year's crop of the field and the orchards are free for the taking by anyone, so does the Torah say that loans are cancelled at the end of the Shemitah year. V'zeh devar ha-shmita, and this will be the matter of the Shemitah. Shomoy kol ba'al ma'she yodoy, every creditor will release his authority. And the way the pasuk is read is, Shomoy es yodoy, he will release his authority. Who will release his authority? Kol ba'al ma'she, every creditor. Asher yashe b're'ehu, who has lent money to his friend. Lo yigos es re'ehu v'es achiv, he may not press or collect from his friend or his brother. Ki kara shmita l'ashem, because it is called a Shemitah, a release for the sake of Hashem. However, if you lent money to a goy, es hanachri tigoyz, a goy you may collect the money from, you may press the goy. However, v'asher yilecho es ochicho, the money that is by your brother, tashmet yodecho, your authority will be released, you may not collect. And one who collects a loan from his friend after the cancellation of Shemitah will be over a loisase and an ase. The loisase is lo yigoyz es re'ehu, you may not press your friend. And the asay is, es hanochri tigois, you may collect from a goy, however, not from a yid. And that is an iser asay. And the pasuk continues, Hashem says that although I commanded you with regard to the cancellation of loans, which implies that there will always be poor people who will need loans, this does not mean that poverty is unavoidable. Because the pasuk says, efes, however, ki lo yia b'cha evyoin, it is possible that there will not be among you any poor people. If you do the Ratzon Hashem, then there won't be any evyoin b'cha in you. The poor people will only be among the goyim. However, if you do not do the Ratzon Hashem, the pasuk says further, ki lo yechdal evyoin mikerev ha'oretz, there will never cease to be poor people in the land. So if you do the Ratzon Hashem, there will not be any poor among you. Kivorech yivorecho Hashem, because Hashem will bless you ba'oretz, in the land, asher Hashem elokecho noisin lecho nachal olorishto, that Hashem your God is giving you as an inheritance to take possession of it. Rak, only when won't there be any poor people among you? Im shemoya tishma, if listen you will listen, b'koil Hashem elokecho, in the voice of Hashem your God, lishmar, to observe, la'asois, and do, es kol ha-mitzvah azois, all these mitzvois, asher anoichi mitzavecho hayoim, that I am commanding you today. Why does the pasuk say a double lashon shomaya tishma? Rashi tells us, shomaya, if you listen a little bit to the mitzvahs and to the words of the Torah, tishma, in shomayim, they will help you to hear a lot. Habo letaher misayin oisoi, if one tries a bit, he will have siyata deshmaya to do much more. Shoma kimo, if you listen a bit, mashmien oisoi harbe, in shomayim, they will cause you to hear a lot. Ki Hashem elekecho birachecho, because Hashem your God has blessed you, ka'asher diber loch, like he has spoken to you. Referring to the psukim in Parshas Kisavoy, where the pasuk says all the brochois that will happen to you if you do the Ratzon Hashem. Ve'ha'avarto goyim rabim, and you will lend to many nations. Ve'ato loisa'avoid, and you will not borrow from anybody. Because you might think the reason why you are able to lend is because you borrow from other people. Therefore the pasuk says, ve'ato loisa'avoid, you will be able to lend others even without borrowing from other people. Umashalto begoyim rabim, and you will rule over many nations. Uvecholoyim shoylu, however, nobody will rule over you. Zot Rashi pasuk aleph. Miketz sheva shonim, at the end of 7 years, all loans will be cancelled. Yochol, I might be able to think, sheva shonim lechol milva umilve, that each and every loan has 7 years from the time the loan was made until it is cancelled. We might have thought that the 7 years is not measured uniformly for all loans, rather every loan is cancelled 7 years after it is made. Talmud Loimar, therefore the pasuk says, that maybe you won't want to lend money, because Karva Shnas HaSheva, the year of Shemitah, is coming close, and therefore you won't lend money, because right after you lend the money, the loan will be cancelled. So from here we see that it does not go by each individual loan. If you will say that every loan has 7 years from the time the loan is made until it is cancelled, every individual loan has 7 years, how is it possible to say that the loan is coming close to be cancelled? This cannot be if every loan has 7 complete years. This comes to teach you that the 7 years are counted according to the Shemitah year, and at the end of the Shemitah year, all loans, no matter when the loan was made, are cancelled. And that's why the pasuk says that you might be afraid to make a loan right before Shemitah, because it will be canceled immediately. Zok Rashi, Shomoit kol ba'al mashe yodoi, every creditor will release his authority. And Rashi tells us that the pasuk must be read like this: Shomoit es yodoi, his authority will be released. Whose authority? Shel kol ba'al mashe, of every creditor. Zok Rashi, efes, however, ki lo yir b'cho evyoin, there will not be among you any poor people. Frek Rashi, ulahalon hu oimer, further on the pasuk says, ki lo yechdal evyoin mikerev ha'oretz, they will never cease to be poor people in the land. Elo, only the pshat is, bizman sha'atem oisim ritzoni shel mokoim, when you do the will of Hashem, evyoinim be'acherim v'loi bochem, the poor people will be among others and not in you. That's why it says, b'cho evyoin, there won't be any evyoin in you. However, when you do not do the Ratzon of Hashem, evyoinim bochem, the poor will be in you. So our pasuk is referring to when you do the Ratzon Hashem. The pasuk further that says ki lo yechdal evyoin mikerev ha'oretz is referring to if you do not do the Ratzon Hashem. And now Rashi tells us the difference between an evyoin and an ani. Evyoin dal me ani. An evyoin is poorer than an ani, because the word evyoin comes from the word ta'av, to want. Uloshen Evyon, the Loshen of Evyon is, Shehu Ta'av L'chol Dovar, he desires anything. He is so poor that anything he can get his hands on, he desires. So Rashi, Rak only, Im Shemaya Tishma, if listen, you will listen to Hashem. And Rashi connects this pasuk to the previous pasuk. Rak only, when won't there be any Evyon among you? Only if you listen to Hashem. Oz L'yir B'cho Evyon, then there will not be any poor among you. Why does it say Loshen Shemaya Tishma, the double Loshen? Shoma Kimo, if you listen a little bit, Mashmien Oisei Harbe, then in Shomayim they will cause you to hear a lot. And Hashem will give you a lot of brochas, Kashadibaloch, like he has spoken to you. The Heichon Diber, where did he speak? Zok Rashi in Parshas Kisavoy, in the parasha that starts with Baruch Atoboir, blessed are you in the city. And the pasuk over there lists many brochas that will happen to you if you do the Ratzon Hashem. Zok Rashi v'ha'avadato, and you will lend many nations. Koloshin halvo, every expression of a loan, kishenoifel al hamalve, when it is referring to the lender, noifel beloshin mafil, the Torah speaks in a loshin of mafil, causative, with the hey in front of the word, like vehilvisa and vehaavarta. Because there are three players in a loan. There is the lender, the borrower, and the object, which is the money that is being lent. The lender is the one that is causing the money to be given over to the one who is accepting the money, which is the borrower. Therefore, since the lender is the cause, therefore we use a lashon of hifil, which is in the causative. The hilvisa, the ha'avarata, he is causing the money to be given over. The im hoya oimer ve'ovarata, if it would say ve'ovarata instead of the ha'avarata, hoya noifel al haloive, it would be referring to the borrower. Kimoy vilavisa, just like the word vilavisa is referring to the one who is borrowing the money. Rashi is telling us that when it says vihilvisa veha'avarato, it is referring to the one who is giving the money. However, when it says vilovisa veovarato, it is referring to the one who is accepting the money, the loive. So Rashi veha'avarato goyim, and you will lend many nations. Yochol shethei loive mizeh umal v'lozeh, I might think that you might have to borrow from one in order to lend to others. Talmud loimar, therefore the pasuk says, v'ato lo sa'avoy, you will not have to borrow. Umoshalta begoyim rabim, and you will rule over many nations. Yochol goyim acherim moshlim olecho, you might think that other nations will rule over you. Talmud loimar, therefore the pasuk says, uvecho in you loyim shoylu, nobody will rule. And the pasuk continues, pasuk zayin, ki yiyeh becho evyoin, if there will be among you a poor person, me'achar achecho, from one of your brothers, be'achat she'orecho, in one of your cities, ba'artzecho asher Hashem lekecho noisin loch, in your land that Hashem is giving to you, lo sa'ame says levavecho, do not harden your heart, v'lo sikpois es yodecho, and do not close your hand, me'ochicho ha'evyoin, from your poor brother. The Torah is addressing two kinds of people. To one who cannot decide whether or not to give, the pasuk says, you shall not harden your heart. And to someone who wants to give, but at the last moment pulls back, the pasuk says, you shall not close your hand. And Rashi says that the pasuk is teaching us which ani takes precedence. Since the Torah calls the poor person over here evyoin, which means to want, we learn out, ha-to'av, to'av koidim. Whoever is more wanting and who needs the money more will come first. You should give an ani who needs the money more than an ani who does not need it so much. Then the pasuk says, me'achar achecho, from one of your brothers. The pasuk could have said, me'achecho, from your brothers. Why does it have to say, me'achar achecho? Rashi tells us it means the miyuchad sheba achecho, the special one of your brothers, which is your brother from one father. The pasuk is telling us that if you have before you to give tzedakah to your brother from one father or your brother from one mother, you should give it first to your brother from one father, because he is the miyuchad sheba achecho, the more prominent of the brothers. In what way is he special and miyuchad? We find by the din of Yerusha that one inherits his brother from his father and not his brother from his mother. Also by the din of Yibum, the halacha is if there are two brothers from one father and one brother dies without any children, the other brother must marry the wife of the dead brother. And this only applies by two brothers from one father and not two brothers from one mother. So therefore we see that Achar Achecho, the Miyuchad Sheba Achecho, is your brother from one father, and he takes precedence over your brother from one mother. The pasuk also says Ba'achat Sharecho, in one of your cities. This teaches us that an Ani from your city comes before an Ani of another city. Aniye Ircha Koidmin. So the pasuk says you shall not close your hand to him. Ki rather, Posoyach Tiftach Es Yod Choloi, open you shall open your hand to him. And the reason why it says a double Lashon Posoyach Tiftach is to teach us that you must give him many times. If he comes over to you for tzedakah many times, you should constantly give him. And if he does not want to take a present, then vahave tavitenu, you should lend him the money. Dei machsorei, enough for what he is missing. You do not have to make him wealthy, you must give him what he is missing. However, the pasuk tells us that each person's needs are determined individually. If a person was very wealthy before he became poor, we are required to give him even a horse and even servants to run before him, if that is what he was accustomed to beforehand. Asher yechsar, you must give the wealthy person what he is missing, and sometimes that can be a lot more than what a typical person is missing. Loi to him. Rashi tells us, the extra word loi is telling us that you must marry him off, help find him a wife, because the word loi is used by a wife. Like the pasuk says, es loi ezer kenegdai, I will make for him an Ezer Kenegdai, which is referring to Chava, who was Adam's wife. So we see Loi means a wife. Here too, Loi means you should help him find a wife. Hisham lecha, be careful, pengia davar im levavacha v'liya lemar, lest there be a lawless thought in your heart, saying, karva shnas hasheva shnas hashmita, the year of Shmita, the seventh year, is coming close, v'ra eincha be'ochicha ha'evyoin, and your eyes will look badly against your poor brother, and you will not want to give him any money. Because you will say, if I lend him money, this loan will be cancelled immediately, because Shemitah is right around the corner. The pasuk says, V'kora olecha el Hashem, he will call out against you to Hashem, V'hoyo v'cho chet, and there will be in you a chet, a sin. No matter what, there will be a chet in you for not lending your brother. However, V'kora olecha el Hashem, if he calls against you to Hashem, your punishment will come to you much quicker. The pasuk says, Nosoin titein loy, give, you shall give him. The double lashon comes to teach us, even 100 times you shall give him tzedakah. And your heart should not feel bad when you give him the money. Ki, because, biglal hadavar zeh, because of this thing, because of the mitzvah of tzedakah, yivarechcho Hashem elokecho, Hashem your God will bench you, bechol ma'asecho, in all your deeds, uvechoil mishlach yodecho, and in your every undertaking. And since the pasuk says ki biglal hadavar hazeh, when the pasuk could have said ki biglal zeh, the extra word davar comes to teach us that even through your dibur, even through just saying that you will give tzedakah, you will get rewarded. One who commits himself verbally to give tzedakah, and then an oinus happens, and is not able to give that tzedakah, he will receive reward for that dibur, for that verbal commitment. Because there will never cease to be poor people in the land, as Rashi said earlier, if you do not do the Ratzon of Hashem. Al Kain, because of this, Anochi Mitzavecho Leimar, I am commanding you, saying, Pasoyach Tiftach Es Yodecho, open, you shall open your hand, La'ochicho La'aniecho, to your poor brother, will Evyoinecho Ba'artzecho, and to your Evyoin in your land. And Rashi tells us the words Mitzavecho Leimar are telling us two things. Mitzavecha, Hashem is saying that I am telling you the mitzvah of giving tzedakah. However, also lemar, I am saying to you good advice to give tzedakah. Since poor people will always exist in the land, therefore I am giving you advice that you should give tzedakah now. This way, if you become poor, other people will give to you. Zok Rashi Pasuk Zayin, Ki yiyeh b'cho evyoin, if there will be among you a poor person. And the reason why the Torah says evyoin instead of ani is because ha-to'av, to'av koidem, is coming to teach us that the person that is more wanting and more needy takes precedence that you should give him tzedakah first. Me'achar achecho, from one of your brothers. And Rashi is bothered why the pasuk does not say me'achecho. Why does it have to say me'achar? Rashi tells us, this comes to teach us, achicho me'avicho, koidem le'achicho me'imecho. Your brother from your father comes before your brother from your mother. Because the word me'achar means miyuchad, the one that is special. And the one that is special is your brother from your father. She'arecho, in your cities, aniye ircha koidmin le'aniye ir acheres. The aniyim from your city take precedence over aniyim from another city. And the pasuk says, lo sa'ame says levavacha, you shall not harden your heart. Yesh lecha adam, because there are people, shemitzda'er, that they are torn, im yitain, im lo'yitain, to give or not to give. Lochein nemar, therefore the pasuk says, lo sa'ame, do not harden your heart and give tzedakah. And also, yesh lecha adam, there are other people, shepoyshed es yadoi, they actually stick out their hands to give tzedakah. However, v'koyfza, they close it and pull back at the end. V'kach nemar, therefore the pasuk says, v'loy sikpois es yadcha, do not close your hand. Me'ochicho ha'evyoin. And Rashi is bothered why it says me'ochicho ha'evyoin, why doesn't it say me'ho'evyoin from the poor person? Why do we need the extra word ochicho? Zok Rashi, im loy titein loy, if you do not give to him, you do not give to the poor person, seifcha, your end will be liois ochiv shel evyoin, you will become the brother of the poor person, you will become poor just like him. Zok Rashi, pasoyach tiftach, open you shall open. The double lashon teaches us, afilu kama pa'amim, even many times, you should constantly give him. Zok Rashi, ki pasoyach tiftach, harei ki mishamish b'lashon elo. The word ki over here means rather. Do not close your hand, ki rather, pasoyach tiftach, open you shall open. V'have tavitenu, and you should lend him money. In le'rotza b'matono, if he does not want to take it as a gift, tein loy b'havo, give him a loan. Dei machsoiroi, give him enough that he is missing. V'i'ata mitzuv l'hashiroi, you are not commanded to make him wealthy. And then the pasuk adds extra words, asher yechzar loy. So this teaches us, afilu sus lirkoiv olav, you must give him even a horse to ride on, ve'eved loritz lefonov, and a servant to run before him. If he was once wealthy, and now he became poor, you must give him even a horse and even an eved, because that is considered asher yechzar, what he is missing. Because to this individual, that is what he is missing. Zok Rashi loy, why do we need the extra word loy? Zu isha, this teaches us that you must help him find a wife. V'cheinu oimer, and so the pasuk says, e'ese loy ezer kenegdoi, I will make for him an ezer kenegdoi. So we see by the creation of Chava, it says loy, so loy means isha, a wife. Zok Rashi v'kora olecho, he will call out against you. Yochel mitzvah, I might think that this is a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah for him to call out against you. Talmud loymar, therefore the pasuk says further on, v'lo yikra, in order that he should not call out against you. So we see that it is not a mitzvah, but rather something that he may do. Zok Rashi v'hoya v'chochet, and it will be in you a sin. Mikol makoim, no matter what. Afilu lo yikra, even if he does not call out against you. Imkein lo menema v'kor olecha. If so, why does it say v'kor olecha, he will call out against you? Memaher ani liporeya ayideh hakore. I will punish quicker through somebody that calls out against you, Yoser mimi she'ene kore, more than somebody who does not call out against you. If he calls out against you, your punishment will come to you much quicker. Zok Rashi, nosoin titein loy, give you shall give him. And again, Rashi is bothered by the double lashon nosoin titein. Afilu mea pa'omim, you should give him even 100 times. And the Imre Shefer is medayek. Why does Rashi earlier in Pasuk Ches, when Rashi is bothered by the double lashon posoyach tiftach, over there he says, afilu kama pa'omim, even many times. However, over here in Pasuk Yud, when he is bothered by the double lashon nosoin titein, he says, afilu mea pa'omim, even 100 times. And he answers that Rashi over here mentions 100 times because in this pasuk, Nosoin Titein, we have a hint to the number 100. Because the last letter of Nosoin and the last letter of Titein are both Nuns. And the numerical value of Nun is 50. So 2 Nuns equal 100. That is why Rashi over here says, Afilu Mea Pa'amim. Zok Rashi Loi, you shall give the money to him. Beinoi Uvencha, between him and you. You should do it privately and you should not embarrass him. Ki biglal hadover azeh, because of this thing, and Rashi is bothered by the word hadover. Rashi says, afilu amarto litein, even if you said that you will give, you made a verbal commitment, atanoitel schar ha'amira im schar ha'maisa, you receive the schar, the reward of saying, together with the schar of doing. When you say it and you do it, you receive schar for both. And also, if you made a verbal commitment and then anoinus happened, and you were not able to do it, you still receive schar on the amira, schar on the verbal commitment. Zakrashi al Kain, Mipnei Kain, because of this. Since there will never stop being poor people, al Kain, because of this, I am commanding you to open your hand and give tzedakah. Lamor saying, Eitzel l'tayvoscha ani masiyecho. I am giving you good advice. The Pasuk says, Mitzavecho and Lamor. Mitzavecho is the mitzvah I am telling you to do. Lamor, I am also telling you good advice to lend poor people, because one day you might also be poor. Zakt Rashi lo'achicho l'aniyecho, and Rashi is telling us that this is not two separate people, but rather one person, le'eza och, to which brother, le'oni, to your poor brother, le'achicho l'aniyecho, to your poor brother. L'aniyecho, b'yud echod, l'oshin aniyechod. When the word l'aniyecho is written with one yud, it means one poor person. Aval aniyecho b'shne yudin, when aniyecho is written with two yuds, shne aniyim, it is referring to two aniyim. Rashi is explaining that since he just said le'ochicho l'aniyecho is one thing, so therefore, since le'ochicho means to your brother in the singular, la'aniyecho also has to mean to your poor person in the singular. That is why Rashi says la'aniyecho taka does mean to one poor person, because aniyecho with one yud is in the singular. There is an interesting Maharal who explains why giving to the poor is called tzedakah. Because the Gemara says that a person should give away 1/10 of his money to tzedakah. And if he wants to give more, he may give up to 1/5, however not more than 1/5, because al yevazvez yoiser michoimesh. This is hinted to in the word tzedakah, because the numerical value of kuf is 100, and tzaddik is 90. The numerical value of hay is 5, and dalet is 4. If one has kuf, 100, one should give away 10% of it, leaving for himself tzaddik 90. One who wants to give more than that, and give away 1/5, so if he has hay 5, then he will be left with dalid after he gives away 1/5. The Mishnah in Peah Perik Ches Mishnah Ches says that one who has 200 zuz should not take any tzedakah. However, one who only has 199 zuz, who is given 1,000 zuz at one time, may take tzedakah. The Maharal explains with this the word tzedakah, because the word tzedakah has the gematria, the numerical value of 199, which teaches us as long as one has no more than 199 zuz, one may be the recipient of tzedakah. The Gemara in Baba Basra, Daf Tes Amud Beis, says that for giving tzedakah to the poor, one receives 6 brachas, and for also saying comforting and encouraging words to the poor, one receives an additional 11 brachas for a total of 17 brachas. Shlomo HaMelech says, Toivim hashnayim min ha'echor asher yesh lohem schar toiv ba'amolom. Two are better than one, for they get a greater return for their labor. This statement can be explained as follows. There are some people who give tzedakah without saying encouraging words to the poor. On the other hand, there are those who verbally comfort the poor, but do not extend any financial assistance to them. Shlomo HaMelech says, Toivim hashnayim, two, doing both, giving and saying comforting words, is better meho echod than one, only giving, or only saying words of comfort. For there is schar toiv, a reward of 17 brachos, toiv begematria 17, be'amolom, for working and doing both together, giving tzedakah and saying comforting words to the ani. And the pasuk continues with the parasha of Eved Ivri and Amo Ivriya. Ki moche lecho ochicho ha'ivri, if it will be sold to you, your brother who is a Jew, and this is referring to a machru bezdin, where Bezdin sold this person to you because he stole, and he does not have money to pay for his theft. Oy ha'evriya, or if an Amr Evriya was sold to you, which is a young girl under the age of 12, whose father sold her because the father was poor and needed the money. An Amr Evriya is not sold because she stole, because we darshin b'gneva soy v'loy b'gneva sa. He is sold for his gneva, however she is not sold for her gneva. This is only referring to a father who was poor and therefore sold his daughter. Va'avodecha sheishonim, and both the Eved Ivri and the Omer Ivriya will work for 6 years. Uva'ashona ha'shevius, and on the 7th year, tishaluchenu chavshi me'imach, you will send them free from you. And Rashi is bothered that the parsha of Eved Ivri and Omer Ivriya is really stated in Parshas Mishpatim. Why is it repeated over here? Rashi answers, because there are two halachos that are added over here in this parsha that were not stated in Parshas Mishpatim. The first halacha is that the Amr Ivriya also goes out with the Yitziyah of Sheish after working 6 years. This was not stated in Parshas Mishpatim. Therefore, over here it adds on, Ha'ivriya va'avodecha sheishonim. Even the Amr Ivriya will only work for 6 years. Now the Om Ivriya can really go out before 6 years. If she brings Simani Nairus, signs of puberty, then she can go out before 6 years. However, if she does not bring Simani Nairus, then she will work 6 years and then go free. And the second halacha that is added here is the din of Hanukkah, the din that one must give to the Eved Ivri and the Om Ivriya presents when you send them free. When you send them free, do not send them out empty-handed, but rather you should load them up with presents from your sheep, and from the grain of your threshing floor, and from the wine of your vats. Asher berachcha Hashem Elokecha, from that Hashem your God has blessed you, titein loy, you shall give him. And although the pasuk says tzoncha, garncha, and yikvecha, sheep, grain, and wine, this does not mean that you can only give these three items as hanukkah to the eved. It just means that you must give something similar to these items, just like these items are something that are bichlal bracha, in the category of bracha, which means they can reproduce, a sheep can reproduce, and so can things that grow from the ground. Grain and wine, so to anything that is bichlal bracha, you may give to your eved. As opposed to a mule, which cannot reproduce, that cannot be given to your eved. And Rashi also tells us that we learn from Gezeirah Shavah that the total value of this gift should be 15 shekel. And the pasuk continues that you should give these presents to your slaves because you also received presents when you were slaves and were redeemed. V'zocharta, and you shall remember, ki eved ha'isa be'eretz Mitzrayim. You were slaves in the land of Mitzrayim. Vayiftecho Hashem Elokecho, and Hashem your God redeemed you, and when he redeemed you, he gave you presents. Because when you left Mitzrayim, you went out with all the wealth of the Mitzrayim. Like the pasuk says, Vayenatzlu es Mitzrayim, you emptied out Mitzrayim. And by Kriyas Yamsuf, you received the Bizas Hayom, which was even greater than what you took out of Mitzrayim. So you received presents when you left Mitzrayim. Al kein anoichi mitzavecha, therefore I am commanding you, es hadover hazeh hayom, this thing today, that you should also give presents to your avodim when you send them free. Vahoyoki yomar elecho lo etzei me'imach, and it will be, if the Eved will say to you, I will not go out from you, ki ahevecha ves beisecha, because he loves you and your household, ki toiv lo imach, because it is good for him with you. As Chazal tell us in the Gemara Kedushin Daf Chof Amar Aleph, that the Eved must enjoy the same standard of living as the owner. He must be with you in food and with you in drink. You should not eat white bread while he eats black bread, and you should not sleep on cushions while he sleeps on straw. And therefore the Eved is very comfortable by you, and he wants to stay. So then, v'lokachto es hamartzea, you should take the awl, v'nosata v'oznei uvadeles, and you should drill it through his ear until you reach the door. You should place his ear on the door, and push the martzea through his ear until you reach the door. V'hoyelecho eved oilam, and then he will be an eved for you forever. And Rashi says, oilam does not mean forever, but rather until yovel. V'af la'amoscho tasakein, and also to your maidservant, you should do like this. This does not mean that an Om Ivriya is also nirtza, and she could stay longer, but rather the pasuk is going back on the din of anoko, the din of presents. Just like you must give a present to your Eved Ivri, v'af la'amoscho tasakein, you should also give presents to your Om Ivriya. Lo yikshe ve'inecho, it should not be difficult in your eyes, b'shalechacha oisei chofshi me'imach, when you send the Eved free from you. Key, because mishnes schar sachir, double the amount of work compared to a regular worker, avodecha sheishonim, has he worked for you for 6 years. Because a regular worker only works during the day. However, this Eved Ivri worked during the day and also at night. How did he work at night? Because the master can force the Eved Ivri to marry a Shifcha Knanis, and they will have children, and these children will remain slaves to the master. So therefore he is working during the day with regular work, and also working at night because he must have relations with the Shifcha Knanis. Uveirachicho Hashem Elokecho, and Hashem your God will bless you, b'choil asher ta'aseh, with everything that you will do. Zot Rashi Pasuk Yud Beis, ki yimocher lecho, if it will be sold to you, al yedei acherim, through others. Others will sell this Eved to you. Who are the others? Shemachru Bezdin b'gnei vasoi ha'kosim medaber. The Pasuk is talking about that Bezdin sold this person because he stole, and he did not have money to pay for his theft. On that Rashi asks, v'harei kvar nemar, doesn't it already say in Parashas Mishpatim, ki sikne eved ivri, if you will buy an eved ivri, uvimachru bezdin akosu medaber, and there too the Pasuk is talking about a slave that was sold by Bezdin. Ella, only the reason why it was added over here as another parsha, mipnei shnei dvarim sheneschachu kan, because of two things that were added over here. Echot shekosev oyehor ivriya. The first thing is that the pasuk says Oy ha'evriya, afi teitze b'sheish. Even an amevriya goes out with sheish, and that was not stated earlier in Parashas Mishpatim. It is not saying that the Amevriya was sold by Bezdin, she'eino isha nemekeres b'gnei vasa, because a woman is not sold because of her theft. She'nemar, because the pasuk says, v'nimkar b'gnei vasoi, he will be sold because of his theft. V'loi b'gnei vasa, she is not sold because of her theft. Elo b'ktano she'machor avia, the pasuk is talking about a young girl whose father sold her. V'limeid kan, and the pasuk is teaching us over here, she'im yatsu she'shonim, if 6 years passed, Koidim shetavi simonim, before she brings simonim, before she brings signs of puberty, teitei, she will go free. V'oid, and a second thing this parasha is adding, chidush kan hanektanik, the pasuk is adding over here the mitzvah of hanaka, that you must give presents to the Eved Ivri and the Omevriya when you send them free. Zokrashi hanektanik, you should give him presents. Loshen ade, the word hanek is a loshen of jewelry, because anak means a necklace. And just like a necklace is worn begoiva high up uvemaris ha'ayin and very visible, so too the present should be davar sheyehe nikur shati voiseloi, something that will be recognizable that you benefited from him. The yesh mafarshim and others learn loshen hatana al tzavoroi, that hanukkah means something that is loaded onto his neck. According to both pshatim, the word hanik comes from the word anak, which means a necklace. Just the first pshat is stressing that the present should be visible, just like a necklace is visible. And the second pshat is stressing that it should be loaded upon his neck like a necklace, which means that it should be a heavy and generous present. Zokrashi mitzoincho, you should give from your sheep, umigarncho, and from your grain, umiikvecho, and from the wine in your vats. Yochol einli ela elu mavad, I might think that you can only give these three items. Tamad loymar, therefore the pasuk says, asher beracho Hashem lekecho. Mikol ma sheberacha berecho, you can give from anything that your Creator has blessed you with. Veloma nemru elu, if so, why does the pasuk say these three items? It is to teach you. Ma elu miyuchodim shehem bechlal bracha, just like these three items are in the category of bracha, which means they can reproduce. Af kol shehu bechlal bracha, anything that is in the category of bracha and can reproduce, you may give as a present to the Eved. Yotzu predos, this comes to exclude mules that cannot reproduce. A mule is a mixed breed of a horse and a donkey, and since it cannot reproduce, you may not give it as a present to the Eved. V'lomdu Rabbi Seinu v'mesechta kedushim gzeres shavo, and Chazal in mesechta kedushim learn out of gzeres shavo, kama noisnin loy mikol min v'min, how much you must give from each min. Because in Parshas Kisisa, by the pasuk referring to Pidyon HaBen, the pasuk says over there, Reikom, and here too it says, Reikom, loysu shalachenu Reikom, just like over there, the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen is with 5 shekel, so too over here, the mitzvah is with 5 shekel. And since it says, Tzoncho, Garnecho, and Yikvecho, we put the 5 shekel on each one of these minim, and we say 5 shekel from each one for a total of 15 shekel. This does not mean that you must give 5 shekel from Tzon, 5 from Garen, and 5 from Yekev, because we already learned that Tzon, Garen, and Yekev are Lav Dafka. But rather, the pasuk is coming to tell us the total amount that you must give 15 shekel. V'zocharto, and you shall remember, ki eved ha'yisa, that you were a slave in the land of Mitzrayim, v'hinakti v'shonisi l'cho, and I gave you presents twice, mibizas Mitzrayim, by the spoils of Mitzrayim, ubizas hayom, and the spoils of the sea, by kriyas yamsuf, af'ato hanek v'shonoloi, so too, you should give him presents and give it to him again, because if he's worthy, you should give him even more than he deserves. And after you drill his ear, he will be an Eved Olam and Eved forever. Yochol, I might think, kimashmoi, that it means the way it sounds, that he will work forever. Talmud Loimar, therefore the Pasuk says in Parshas Bahar, Vishaftem ish elachuzosoi. By Yovel, each person will go back to his property. If somebody sold a piece of land, the land will go back to him by Yovel. Ve'ish el mishpachto toshuvu, and each person will go back to his family, which means that Avodim will return to their families and go free by Yovel. Holomarto, this comes to teach you, she'inze elo oilomoi shel yovel, when the pasuk says that he will work forever, it means forever until yovel. Ve'afla amoscho tasakein, and you should do the same to your ama ivria, haniklo, you should give her presents. Yochel, I might think, afla ritzia hishva kosovoisa, that the pasuk is telling us, that she too gets her ear drilled. Talmud Loimar, therefore the pasuk says, vim omar yomar ho'eved, if the eved will say that I like my master and I want to stay longer. We darshan, Eved nirtza, ve'ein omer nirtzas. An Eved gets his ear drilled, however, an omer vriya does not get her ear drilled. Therefore, the pasuk when it says Ba'afla Amoscho Tasekein is not going on Nirtza, but rather it is going on Hanako. Ki Mishnah Schar Sochir, because he worked double the amount of a regular worker. Mikan Amru, from here Chazal say, Eved Ivri Oved Bein Bayoim Uvein Baloilo, that an Eved Ivri works during the day and at night. Vizehu Kiflayim Sheba'avodas Sechire Yoim, and this is double the amount of work of a regular day worker. Umahu Avodose Balailo, what work does he do at night? Rabbi Moiselo Shivcha Knanis, the master gives him a Shivcha Knanis, Vahavlodois La'odoin, and the children that are born through this union will stay by the master, they will remain slaves.